been saying all year, or at least for the last 4 days on air, it's it's a big year for us. It's our 45th birthday.
Yeah, 45 years ago. Well, not quite. 1st of April 1977 is when RTR-FM first started broadcasting. 6UWA, it was known back then. Part of the University of Western Australia. It was sort of a bit of a brainchild of a fellow called John Burm, who sort of saw college radios in the US and came over and decided to do that here. Mm. So we were the first FM stereo radio station in Perth. A couple of years after 6UWA, 6UVS started, which was a collaboration between Murdoch Uni, and it was very much like BBC World Service and classical music and yeah. You know, talking, you know, reading essays on air and things like that.
They were, I think they used to replay lectures, right?
Yeah,
catch up on your lectures.
Exactly. So in 5 years ago, when we turned 40, we tried to look at, you know, do something where we could maybe do a T-shirt with every single show that's ever existed on RTR-FM. And very early on, we realised that was nine impossible because there were so many shows,
yeah.
Particularly back then. And then, you know, RTR was slowly born. So people like General Justice and Lorraine Clifford and Jerry Packington started to get involved. Mm. Essentially, there was a program called the Contemporary Music Program, which was like 2 hours a day, where it was music that wasn't classical music or wasn't sort of choral music and stuff. And, you know, shows like Virgin Galore, which became Jam Down Version, and Sunday Morning Coming Down and Drastic on Plastic kicked off. And RTR, sort of, it was 6UVS for a while, and then the uni stepped away and RTR was born. And then we moved from the uni to here, and that was 45 years ago, and now we're still here.
Yeah, we're still here. It's great. I've been reflecting on stuff that is as old as RTR-FM is, specific to WA, but also not so. Did you know we're older than the Perth Wildcats? Cats. They're 40 this year.
Cha cha cha. Defense. Cha cha cha.
I didn't know that. State basketball team.
Wow.
We're also older, obviously.
33 champion, 33 finals in a row and counting.
Oh, all right. Someone's been paying attention. we're also older than the Dockers and the West Coast Eagles. They're 36 and 28. So
yeah.
I only looked at sport teams. I'm not going to lie. It's a light sport.
Well, 77 was quite a big year. Star Wars.
Atari.
Some really good albums came out. A whole bunch of people were born then.
Yeah, I did my research. Do you want me to tell you what else happened in 1977? So Atari was released. Elvis died. Star Wars Episode 4 A New Hope came out.
Right.
More importantly, in my family's life, Rocky 1 premiered in Australia. My dad went to that and, like, cheered at the end of the film, like, stood up very famously and, like, did a fist pump and was like, yeah!
Right. Is your dad from Philadelphia?
No, he's Italian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Italian stallion.
Yeah.
And EMI sacked the Sex Pistols in 1977, so...
Right.
Not all things that are related to us in any way, but we are also in that year of stuff that happened.
Yeah, so, you know, the 70s were, you know, to look back on nostalgic eyes, were a decade of change.
Sure. Well, you weren't even around in 1977.
No, I was 6 years away. And Perth changed because RTR-FM was born, or the very early starts of RTR-FM.
Yeah.
And we could argue that, you know, we will, because, you know, it's our station and whatnot, but I think a whole bunch of people out there would argue that if RTR wasn't around, RTR-FM wasn't around, then Perth would be a very different place.
Yeah, and I mean, that's definitely rung true the last couple of years specifically. So we've kind of given you the backstory. Most of you out there listening already know bits and pieces of RTR-FM's history, but it's 45 years from officially the 1st of April. We're doing a whole bunch of exciting things to celebrate this year.
Yeah.
You've already seen we've released some special merch. Chief is sporting one of the shirts right now.
Very cool mug.
Very cool breakfast-specific mug. I feel very cool. I've bought up a bunch for my family.
Now, we do know that we've missed some breakfast presenters. There haven't only been four breakfast presenters.
Yes.
But that represents a good sort of last 20-odd years of breakfast on the station.
But the reason you're actually here this morning is to announce the next exciting instalment as part of our 45th birthday celebrations. You've made a gig.
Yeah, I have made a gig. I've conjured one from nothing. We've got lots of things planned, and some of them are going to keep under our hats. But the one thing that we sort of wanted to do early on in the year is have a big sort of party.
A birthday party.
Yeah, to celebrate 45 years. So we're going to hang out at Mojo's and the Port Beach Brewery on February the 27th, which is a Sunday, which is a little bit different for us.
Mm.
But we wanted to have a sort of all day, nice, out in the sun, bring your kids, bring your family sort of party at those two venues. And we've roped in a whole bunch of our favourites. So as you played a couple, but we wanted to, as a, you know, we're pretty good at at giving you some new music, but we also wanted to have a bit of a nod back to some olden days.
Yeah, definitely.
And current days.
So yeah, I think we've done this really great thing of a good mix of people who've been at the station or you've definitely heard or discovered maybe through RTR in years gone by, who are still, you know, making music now, and also some people that you've heard more in more recent years. Should we just go through like the entire lineup?
Go for it. You're good at reading.
Oh, thank you. So we'll start off. It's in alphabetical order. So Banjo Lucia, who's a relative newcomer, Catherine Trakos, Gap Year, Jocelyn's Baby, Justin Walsh, Folk Machine, Last Quokka, Mathis, Maurice Flavelle's Intensive Care. That'll be a nice throwback for a lot of people. New Talk, Odette Mercy and her Soul Atomics, Oddlaw, Pat Chow, Phil Wally Stack, Simone and Garfunkel, The Floors, Little Lord Street Band, The Volcanics, The Washing Line Economy, and Turnstile.
Yeah, Turnstile getting the band back together again.
Again.
For like the fifth time.
This is a reformation
tour. But they are, someone's coming over from Queensland if all, you know, touch wood, everything works. They've got a new album coming out, which is really cool. So,
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So yeah, there's a bit of a throw, or maybe not, maybe a song. I don't know.
You've got the inside ear of Adam K. Right.
And then out in the courtyard, we've got the Ambient Zone DJs, Black and Blue, Drastic on Plastic, Jam Down, and Soul Sides, which are some of our longest running programs.
Yeah.
You know, we'd love to have all the programs out there, but these are some of our longest running programs. So we thought we'd give them a bit of a nod and a couple of hours to play some tunes in the courtyard at Mojo's.
Yeah. So Mojo's courtyard, Mojo's main stage at the Port Breach Brewery, which you might know, it's kind of recently changed names. It was a railway hotel.
Yes. Yeah.
So there's inside, on stage, also outside. In the garden bar, and that's sort of been lovingly curated by some other local favourites and stalwarts.
Yeah, I got together with Mark Neal from Blue Grey Pink and Luke Rinaldi from Sweet Mate Promotions, who have helped me out with the lineup. Sort of hijacked one of their gigs a little bit as well. But basically, they, you know, the two people that have been booking shows around town for many years, so we thought we'd have a bit of a nod to them and really sort of, you know, have one of those gigs that it was a bit of a throwback. A lot of these bands are still gigging and still making music, but also a few newbies in there, Washing Line Economy, Banjo Lucia, who makes music in her own right but has some fairly famous West Australian music parents.
Yeah, if you know, you know.
You know, Jocelyn's Baby, which is Jocelyn.
Yeah. New name. One thing that we've actually failed to do in this 7 minutes, Chief, is tell people what the name of this gig is.
Oh, yeah.
We have like a debate every time we have a gig, unless it's a long-standing, like an In the Pines, of what to call them.
Yeah.
It's usually the first option.
Yeah, it's usually we come up with a name early and then forget that we had to name it, and then we have to launch it, so we just put a name out.
It's the draft name.
But this one's called Since 77, so that's sort of the theme throughout this year. Instead of sort of going with the 45, which can get dated quite quickly, also connected to someone else, I went with Since 77, so that's where you'll see a lot of different merch with that on it. And this is the name of the gig. So, and it's an all-day sort of thing. Kick off at lunchtime, run through till 10. Bring your kids, bring your family. There'll be some food out the front of Mojo's, probably some food at Port Beach Brewery as well.
Yeah.
All things being well, it'll go ahead with full capacity, but we completely understand that, you know, COVID does throw a spanner in the works.
Sure.
Hopefully we're not masked up, but we may be. Who knows?
Who knows? Sunday, Feb 27, from midday, Mojo's in Port Beach Brewery. All the details, all the bands, everything will be online for you. Tickets will also be on sale today.
Yep.
So make sure you grab those. Come and celebrate. It's a big birthday party for RTRFM since 77. Chief, thank you.
You're welcome.